Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, what a marvelous thing God has done. For today is my birthday too. And when we think about the greatest gift of a son that God gives us, I can say that that was the greatest birthday gift I have ever received in my life, was the gift of my son. See, he was the second greatest gift in my life. The first greatest gift in my life was the gift of God's son. Because when I got saved, that was a gift from God. I am blessed beyond measure. I shout out this morning W Faith Ministries, my other ministry that I do for God. The women of W Faith are marvelous. They are awesome. And I am thanking them around the world so they know how much I appreciate the women's ministry of Table of Life Ministries and my pastor, Pastor Jesse Herring. I had a wonderful, wonderful birthday lunch yesterday, and we had a great time. Food, fun, and fellowship. That's God. Food, fun, and fellowship. God blesses you. You have to tell God thank you. You have to tell those that did it thank you. So W Faith, women, fiercely anointed in truth, healed, you are awesome. And I am grateful to be your leader and director. And I thank my pastor, who is a phenomenal woman. Hallelujah. She is a phenomenal woman and a mighty, powerful woman of God. So, Table of Life, you rock. My son, happy birthday. I am thankful, grateful, and truly blessed this morning. Be with you all, for we have a awesome, great word. But before I go forward this morning, my son came in to wish me also happy birthday. But to play a video, audio that is trending on Twitter. And it is Kirk Franklin cussing out his son, cussing him from yesterday to the day before. But what people didn't hear was Kirk Franklin also coming on and apologizing and asking for prayer. Because we all fall down, as Donnie McClurkin says, but we get up because a saint is just a sinner who fell down but got back up. So for all the judges out there under the bus, remember when you cussed out somebody, when you said some things that you regret, and when it was only one side of an argument and not the whole argument, because we know there are buttons that will take us all back to where we were before we got saved. I am not perfect, never have been, but we all fall short of the glory of God, but because he is, gives us. So all my brothers and sisters out there talking about, I'm not going to play anymore Kirk Franklin, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, remember that you are not perfect either, that you have problems in your family that only you and God know. But when a family member wants to make a personal family situation public, there's always two sides of every story. We heard Kurt's side, yes. And he said some horrible things, yes. But we don't know what was said to him before it got taped. Because children, the word of God said, honor your father and your mother, so your days may be longer on this earth. So said, fathers, do not provoke your children. We have to love each other. We have to pray for each other. We have to lift each other up, not tear each other down. So for all those out there wanting to tear down this family, you need to be praying for them that there is healing, that there is respect on both sides, and above all, there is love. Because there, by God's grace, could be you, could be me, could be any of us. Because let's call it straight. Peter was a cussing mess, but Jesus used him to be the foundation of the church. So please, family, don't be like the world where we want to counsel everybody and everything. Instead, let us pray for our brother who is hurting today. Let us pray for his son who is hurting today. Let us pray for his family who is hurting today. Because I'm going to tell you, I love Kurt. I follow him on Twitter, and I think he's a marvelous man. But he has never once said that he was perfect. Pray for him as he has asked us to. And let us lift each other up and not tear each other down. Because it's easy to tear somebody down, but it's a whole lot harder to pick them up after you've thrown them into the mud and rolled them around like they was pigs in a blanket. Let's lift and not tear. And that's everybody. We all know we all fall short, but we have a marvelous God. And I love the word that we're coming into this morning is that we are going to be coming out of Psalms, and we're going to be coming out of Proverbs, and we're going to be coming out of Mark. And we're going to hear some things, because the word that God gave me actually comes out of Psalms for this morning. And, you know, it is simply, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll come back to that this morning when we get further into our Psalms word. But let us pray. Father God in heaven, we know that we all have sinned and fall short of your glory. Lord God, I send a prayer today for those families that are hurting, Lord God, those families that have dealt with abuse, those families that have dealt with disrespect children and disrespectful parents. Lord, I lift up all those hurting today and ask for healing in families, Lord God. For no one wants to leave this earth with hatred in their heart for a family member or hatred in their heart for you, Father God. Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus over the Franklin family as I pray the blood of Jesus over my own. I ask you, Lord God, to guide us and lead us that we will know the greatest commandment is to love you, our Father, with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our soul, our mind, with all parts of our being. Lord God, for it is you that we live, we move, and have our being. Lord God, I lift up families today, our mind. I thank you for the greatest gift besides your son that you ever gave me, which was my son. You gave me a son, Lord God, on my birthday. And I know, Lord God, you know what I went through the year before when I lost a child. But you gave me another child on my birthday. And all I can say is thank you, Father God, for this day that you gave me another year. 6 + 2 = 8. Hallelujah, Lord, you gave me a new beginning. And I can only say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all my blessings. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy toward me and my family and toward this moving forward family as we move forward in your word. Lord God, let your rich word permeate hearts, minds, and spirits. And Lord, forgive us all our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. For Lord God, we owe a debt. And we must, Lord, forgive a debt. For we know we all have sinned and fall short of your glory. So Lord, I lift up my brothers and sisters today that have fallen. For we know, Lord God, that we may fall down, but it is your hand that lifts us up, dusts us off, and takes us into another place and moves us forward. So, Lord God, we are not going to look back today. We're going to move forward in your word, for it is a marvelous word, and you are a marvelous Father and a wonderful God who loves his children. Lord, thank you for adopting me into your family, and I thank you for all of mine, my sons and my daughter and grandchildren. I thank you, God. For you know the desire of my heart, salvation for everyone I love and know, that we will all be together one day in your kingdom. Hallelujah, for we know that this is just temporary. But one day we will see you. We will be light. We will be peace. We will be joy. We will be all the things. We will be everything because we will be in the presence saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. I rejoice and say again, I love you more than anything. And it is in the name of my love, my heart, my friend, my brother, my Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray, lifting up families today and asking you, Lord, to heal breaches, to heal souls, and to bring families back together in love. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a marvelous thing. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure to be sons and daughters of God. And yes, we all fall short, but thanking God today that he lifts us up. So let's get into this marvelous word this morning. Hallelujah. It is what? Rich. And we're going to start in Psalms, then we're going to go to Proverbs, and then we're going to go to Mark. And we're just going to continue and do all the Psalms together and all the Proverbs and all of Mark together today. But we know we're doing 3 days of lesson this morning, just as we do on Friday. Friday we did the Old Testament, and the word on Friday was, God can use a donkey to save lives, and he did. You know, we all know we talked about Balaam, and the talking donkey is what I call it. You know, when I teach it in children's church, I said, and that donkey turned around and talked to them, talked to him. You know, we got to understand that God can use anything and everything to heal families, to heal breaches, to heal his children. So let's not get in our judging spirits today. Let's get into our praising spirits today, because it is the day that God has made. And let us go into Psalms chapter 31, and we will be starting in verse number 10. And it says, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Can I say that again? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by his great strength. A horse, a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Hallelujah. What a word this morning. What a word this morning. We will come back to the life lessons after we finish the word. Behold, Psalms 33, verses 18 through 22. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our hope and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Can we say that again? You know, families are hurting today. There are those that are going through today. But let us, it's what the word tells us, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. That's a word this morning. That's a word this morning. I trust God, and I know that he loves us. And yes, we all know what's done in the dark will come into the light. But we also understand that God brings it into the light so that we can be saved, so we can be healed, so we can be set free. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure, because the word of God says, a psalm of David, when he pretended madness, even David had to pretend to be crazy sometimes. Sometimes the cray-cray got to come out. Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Sometimes you got to be cray-cray to keep yourself alive. Sometimes you got to be cray-cray to just say, I'm going to act crazy today. Because sometimes we have those moments that it might save your life. You don't know what God has in store for any of us. We are all his children. And the word of God tells us in our title for this morning, I will the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it. Hear of it and be glad. Hallelujah. Oh, my pastor loves to say this. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Fiercely anointed in truth, healed. Come on now, it's faith, y'all. We got to have it. Thank you, Father God. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Can the church say amen this morning? Hallelujah. Can the church say amen this morning? And a song, a life lesson for today, for this word. A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. A horse is much stronger and faster than a man, but no wise person puts his hope in the animal for deliverance. There is no real safety outside of a close walk with God. And all I can say is, Dr. Stanley, that's a word. Thank you. And another lesson as we continue in Psalms, hallelujah, and be grateful that God has given us this word this morning, thanking him. For he is mighty. He is, I will, and I say it to you this morning, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even if it's not your practice, pick a day this week and praise God. Throughout the day, praise him when you wake up, praise him when you eat, praise him when you leave the house, and when you return. Dr. Stanley, no, he can preach a word, can't he? But I say that this morning, I'm going to praise the Lord today. I'm going to praise him with every part of my being because he gave me life. Hallelujah. He didn't have to. Yeah, let's just say, no one knows your story but God. Come on now. No one knows your story but God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my great, for his grace and his mercy on me. Hallelujah. One day. Oof. I just say one day, God will give me that book to write, and you will hear my story. But I'm grateful, so grateful to be alive today, because there's somebody that didn't wake up this morning, that didn't get another year do-over, hallelujah. A year ago, today, together, with my sorority sisters, my line sisters. And four of us made it, two of us didn't. One was sick. One was dealing with being a counselor for those on the ships that had coronavirus. A year ago, this weekend, is when coronavirus was publicly hit America. And I don't want to be remiss and not taking a minute just to say, Lord, I pray millions of Americans, thousands of Americans, excuse me, that have lost their lives. Lord God, I pray for those 500,000 people that have gone on and prayed that they were saved and that no one died. And said, Lord, I lift up the names of all their families. You know who each and every one is. And I ask you, Father God, on this day to give them peace. Peace in the midst of the storms. Peace in the midst of their loss. They are bereaved. I pray, Lord God, that you give them peace in Jesus' name. Because the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. This is a rich word this morning. We are children of God, and we got to remember to lift each other up and quit tearing each other down. Because the word of God says, he who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. Proverbs 11:27. And I'm going to read that again. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. Let us seek good today. And the word of God that tells us, because you know there's so many folks that want to trust in all the money they got. But let me tell you something. Money comes and money goes. Just as it comes, it can go right through your fingers. And you're like, what the heck happened? How did I get in this situation? Because it was not your time. God will give you what you need to give you an understanding. So when he gives you the big blessing, you will appreciate it a whole lot more and not be frivolous. Hallelujah. Because the word tells us in Proverbs 11:28, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. Hallelujah. Give me righteousness over money. Because we all know, because the word told us, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Not all evil, but all kinds of evil. That's the word. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And we don't want that in our lives. God gives you what you need when you need it. And I have to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, your love. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that fall upon me. I am grateful today. I keep saying it. I can't say it enough, that I am grateful today to have another year of life. To have another year of life. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. But he is good and he is perfect and he is our God. And our word for this morning coming out of Mark. And all I can say is, it is a great word. The greatest commandment. We're going to talk about worship. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything this morning coming out of Mark. And we're going to talk about the Savior knowing everything. Don't think you putting anything over on Jesus, because you can't. Hallelujah. God knows I'm a messy mess sometimes. But I can tell you one thing. God is working on me to clean up my mess. Because you know what? You never know. You may be richer than you know, and all you got to do is get rid of some of your mess. God, use you, family. Use you for his glory, not your own, but his glory. But there is no God like our God. Like I said, hey, it's a word this morning, and a sister girl, my gift is I can't help myself. I love God, and I'm going to preach. I can't help it. You know, my pastor said you got to be ready in and out of season because the word may just come to you that you just got to share. And this morning we are sharing Mark chapter 12. So come on with me, y'all. Mark chapter 12, let's start at verse 28. And we're going to get through this word this morning because I'm about to shout. I'm just so happy to be alive today. I'm so happy to be here today. Because I know some that didn't make it. But I'm one of the ones that did make it to my birthday. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to say how old I am. Because every gray hair on my head, believe me, I earned it. Hallelujah. Wisdom. I earned every gray hair on my head. Thank you, Jesus. And I got a lot of them, and I'm not dying them anymore. Years ago, I'm just going to give this quick testimony, then we're going to get back in the Word. I was one of those women, dyed my hair, dyed in a minute, because I didn't want that gray to show. I've been gray for a long time. That's covered up. First, I went natural. Cut off all my hair. And I had long hair. Cut it off. Just cut it down to the roots, practically. Cut it off. And a lot of it was, I was going through. My husband had just died. I was grieving. And I decided to go natural. And love it. Right now, I'm in that press and curl state, but I'll be back to my curls coming up soon. But I just have to say, God is good. He is so good, and His mercy does endure forever and all time. Ooh, hallelujah! I will bless the Lord at all times. Ooh, hallelujah, y'all! I just can't help myself. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. As we go forth, Mark chapter 12, verse 28, then one of the scribes came here, having heard them, reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Woo, this is a word, y'all. This is a word. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear all you around the world. Hear you, America. Hear you, Canada. Hear you, ooh, Israel. Hear you. Hear you, Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And, you know, a friend of mine, we're talking one day, and we thought about it. If you take the top 10 commandments, split them in half. The first half deals with loving the Lord. And the second half deals with loving your neighbor. First and great commandment, two are 10. We are all things for God. Hallelujah, we got them 10 commandments, and you need to work them, love them, memorize them. As they say, work that word, chew on them, and meditate on them every night. Because the first and greatest commandment, one more time, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second like it, is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, but there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all your heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one and one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now, when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to them, you are not far from the kingdom of God. But after that, no one dared question him. No one dared question him. Then Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? But David himself said, by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, David himself calls him Lord. How is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. Then he said to them in his teaching, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes. Love greetings in the marketplace, the best seats in the synagogues, in the best places, at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." Ooh, that word, every time I read it as a widow, it touches my heart. It touches my heart, because there by God's grace go any one of us. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure. Chapter 13 of the book of Mark, starting in verse 1. Then, as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be torn down." Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled?" And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famine and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows, but watch out for yourselves. But they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak, but whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now brother will betray brother to death, and father his children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down into the house, nor enter to take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter. For in those days there will be tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days." Whew, what a word. Mark chapter 13, verses 21 through 37. "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, he is there,' do not believe it." I'm going to read that again. Verse 21 of Mark chapter 13. "Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But take heed. See, I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars of heaven will fall, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the Father's parts of earth to the Father's part of heaven. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near at the door. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And look at us, 2,000 years plus, and his word has not passed away. We're still speaking it. We're still reading it. We're still meditating on it day and night. Hallelujah. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. I'm going to read that again, because you hear all these quote-unquote prophets out there telling folks when it's going to be over, when the end, we in the end times, we in the this, we in the that, Jesus is coming back, and even have had those that have told folks that everything was going to end on whatever date. The date came, passed, and we still here. Because the word of God, and that's what we stand on. We stand on the word. Say it with me, family. I stand on the word of God. And the word of God tells us, but that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. What a word. What a word, what a word, what a word this morning. I thank God for this rich word. It has been a great birthday present for me. Hallelujah. And the word says, for life lessons from Dr. Stanley. And it says, and for those who are like, what's she talking about, Dr. Stanley? And I am remiss. We are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And it is a daily Bible. And so I have come out of the word for March the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. In our Psalms, Proverbs, and New Friday, I read the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. From the book of Numbers, which was our Old Testament main word for last week, for last Friday. On Fridays and Sundays, I divide the weekend words into two sections. I will either do all Old Testament or all New Testament or a combination of both. And today I did a combination of Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Mark. And so that's how we do the weekend, because I don't do a blog on Saturdays. So Saturdays you will not hear from me unless God tells me to, and then I will put it out on social media that I'm blogging that morning. So this is the word that God gave us for the life lesson from Dr. Stanley from Mark chapter 12, verse 34. After no one dared question him, Jesus' opponents never succeeded in getting him to make a foolish statement. But when Jesus asked a question of his own, not a trick question, but a serious one, they fell silent. It's always foolish to think oneself wiser than God. Can you hear that? I love this word that Dr. Stanley put in for chapter 12, verses 43 to 44 of Mark. And when we read those words, it says, "So he called his disciples and himself and said to them," to himself, "and said to them, assuredly I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had left, her whole livelihood." And this is what it says: "Many ask, how do I know if the way I worship pleases God? How do I know if the way I worship pleases God? Scripture gives few specific guidelines other than Old Testament God's regulations for the Mosaic sacrificial system. But remember, at all times, God looks at the heart of the worshiper. Jesus tells us, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." John 4:23-24. Again, "Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Jesus always emphasized the worshiper's heart. He felt disgusted by those who displayed their devotion in a pompous, attention-getting manner. He instructed us, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, as they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Matthew chapter 6, verses 5-6. And Matthew chapter 6 is the word. That's where the Lord's prayer is found. Come on now. "Nothing escapes the loving and sovereign eye of the Lord. One day, sitting in the temple, Jesus watched how people put coins in the offering box. The rich dumped in large amounts, making quite a scene. Then a poor widow put in what amounted to 1 cent. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." Mark chapter 12, verse 43-44. Are you noticing what is important to the Lord? That's right. Always and ever the heart of the worshiper, whether it is praising, giving thanks, singing, or giving financially, the issue always comes down to motivation. As you prepare to worship God in spirit and in truth, you begin to feel an excitement. Bringing glory to God is one of the primary sources of refreshment of your own spirit. That's the way God designed it. Fulfilling your purpose of worshiping him satisfies your very being, and it helps you build intimacy in your relationship with him. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I will bless the Lord at all times. Mark chapter 13, verse 2. "Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." This is a life lesson. We know that the stones used to build Herod's temple were immense, which is why the people were shocked when Jesus said it would be destroyed. However, we also know that Jesus' prophecy came true in AD 70 when Titus' Roman army destroyed the temple. Remember, no matter how large the obstacle, God's word always remained true. Mark 13:13, you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. Millions of people have died throughout history for their faith in Jesus. In fact, the intensity of persecution continues to grow in modern times, and more believers will die this year than did in the early church. We must be willing to suffer abuse for our connection to Christ, because eternity is more important than your present suffering. Romans 8:18, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. And our last word for this morning from Mark 13:23-34. Take heed, see, I have told you beforehand. Why does Jesus tell us frightful things like persecution and suffering? So that it will not surprise us when it comes. It would come regardless, and his prophecy of it simply demonstrates his great grace. Chapter 34 of chapter 13 of Mark, life lessons. It is like a man going to a far country who commanded the doorkeeper to watch. God gives each of us our own work. Come on, I say it all the time. We each have an assignment, and we got to go to work. God gives each of us our own work. He expects us to faithfully discharge whatever duties he may have given us in Jesus' absence. And always, we ought to remain vigilant and watch for his return. And I just say this. My mother-in-law said it all the time. God rest her soul. Watch as well as pray, family. For we know not the hour that our Father is coming. But I say to you this day as we get ready to wrap it up, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Hallelujah, family. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank God for this word this morning. It has touched my soul, and I hope and pray that it has touched yours also. For God is good, and his mercy is enduring forever and all times. I am so grateful this morning. I'm thankful, and I know that I am blessed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Just get out of my way and watch me dance. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I just have a word from my sister in Christ. And that word today was this. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Psalms 30:5. Have a blessed Sunday. And I just want to give y'all a word from yesterday. And it's just how I feel today. Be grateful for today and never take anything for granted. Life is a blessing. And I thank Sister Carolyn for her word, because that is a word that touched my heart. And that's why I gave yesterday's word last. Be grateful. And I am grateful today. And never take anything for granted. Hallelujah. I'm not taking anything for granted this morning. I am blessed, and I'm grateful to God for his love, for his goodness, and for his mercy, and for his kindness. For God is good, and his mercy is enduring forever and all times. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all your grace, for all your mercy, for all your goodness, and for all your kindness. So hold on just a moment, family. I'm going to pull my pastor. Hold on just a moment. You're going to have a quick moment. Good morning, family. I am my pastor on the line. Pastor Jesse, while I have you on the line, for everybody here. I want to thank you for such a wonderful day. Yesterday, I shouted out this morning to W Faith Ministry. The ladies of the Table of Life are awesome. And I am just see the director and the leader of Women Faith. And whew, thank you. This is the co-creator of Women Faith, my pastor, Pastor Jesse Herring. I introduce to some and present to others. Pastor Jesse, you are on air.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Bridget. You deserve it. Happy birthday to you. I hope and pray, sweetheart, you have many, many more. Good word this morning coming out of the book of Mark. I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Want you to know that we love you. We appreciate everything that you have done. Build the kingdom of God with this word, getting up every morning, expounding on the word of God. And not only that, but being a blessing to Table of Life Ministries and everybody that you come in contact with. Thank you so much. We love you from the bottom of our heart. Enjoy your born day.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jesse.
You're welcome.
And as we say together always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of the matchless and wonderful Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And as we know this morning, our word, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And my soul, hallelujah, shall make his boast in the Lord. Pastor Jesse, we make our boast in the Lord. And I thank God for you. I thank God for Table of Life Ministries. I thank God for each of you listeners. I thank God for the blessing of my son on my being who he is, a marvelous and mighty father who loves each and every one of us. So, family, I got to get ready for church because my pastor's on the line, so she knows I'm already up. So, thank you, Pastor Jesse. I love you. I praise God. I give you all honor. I give him all honor and glory. And I thank him for Table of Life Ministries. I thank him for you. I thank him for W Faith. I'm shouting out those awesome, awesome women. They are awesome. They rock. Hallelujah. Thanking God for all of you. Be blessed, family. And remember that we all fall short of the glory of God. But it is God that dusts us off and lifts us up. Be blessed, family. It is a wrap because I got to go to church. Hallelujah. I love y'all. Be blessed.
Love you.
It's a wrap.